It's a bonus segment here of Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Mack now coming your way. And our topic today is the Cowboys we hate the most. Glenn, we've got five of them. Go with number five.
Here you go. Number five for me, it's Michael Irvin. It's Michael Irvin for his personality, it for the push-off. And it's Michael Irvin for everybody always believing he was an Eagle killer. Let me tell you this. Once they drafted Bobby Taylor, you remember that? Six games Bobby Taylor played against Michael Irvin. Just 22 catches, 315 yards, 53 a game, one touchdown. But I still hate Michael Irvin.
I hated Michael Irvin when he played for the Cowboys. I have since grown to like Michael Irvin outside of his playing days. A real class gentleman. And I remember when he addressed the rookie class of 2009 in Canton, Ohio, along with Troy Vincent. And Michael Irvin stood up in front of every rookie and said, if I could take it all back, all the things I did off the field, I would do so. The worst day of my life when my 14-year-old daughter Googled me. And that was really profound. So that changed me with Michael Irvin. Now, on my list is the guy you see every week on TV, Jimmy Johnson. Couldn't stand him then. Can't stand him now. Can't stand the big rings. Can't stand the hair. Can't stand the draw. Acknowledge that he did a great job coaching the Dallas Cowboys. But I hated him. Buddy Ryan, you were right. Throw snowballs at the guy. Get him off the field. Jimmy Johnson, get out of here.
That's a great one. All right. Okay. That's a great one. All right. So number four for me is Roy Williams, who I always thought was so overrated. By the way, I'm talking about Roy Williams, the safety, not Roy Williams, the wide receiver who couldn't do anything. And, of course, we always hate him because of this, the horse collar, the cheap, dirty player that he was.
Okay.
Who you got for number four?
Well, I've got Jimmy Johnson, and yep. Irvin is on my list, so I'm going to go up to number three here.
Okay.
And he really could be number one because we all can't stand him. Prime time, Deion Sanders, the dancer, the healer, the hands man. Just loved him as a talent, understand how remarkable a player he is, and there's some jealousy mixed in here as well. I wish I had him on my team. But I hated Deion Sanders then, really don't like him a whole lot now. Deion Sanders, in a real world, in another team, he would be number one, but as vile as the Cowboys are, he's only number three.
Well, he's on my list as well, so I'll use him right here, and there's one particular episode that just epitomizes it for me. It was the game where Tim Houck knocked out Michael Irvin and ended his career. Eagle fans always got that bad rap. Oh, you booed him. You cheered when he got hurt. What happened, what really made that thing worse, is that Deion was dancing around doing some kind of rain dance message
the healer.
To God, faith healing thing, and that stirred the fans up, who really got much more upset about Deion than anything else. Deion was a loudmouth and a jerk. Oh, Dave, I really loathe these Cowboys. I cannot wait to give two more on the kickoff show on Sunday.
Okay.
There's two more.
Yeah, there's two more, and we urge you to tune in because these last two, they are doozies. So for Glenn Macnow, Dave Spadaro, hashtag beat Dallas.